Welcome to Side 2, the Sunday Morning Hangover, Reverend Mark time. Here, as usual, trying to hold my hand. Yeah, holding my own hand through this crisis we're going through. And I'm not even going to talk about it anymore, because we're going to try to keep it upbeat. We should count all our blessings, yes. And we should be thankful to the 400 rich Americans that own over 50% of the wealth, because they're the ones that are keeping things going. They worked hard for their money, you know? Those 400 Americans that own more than half of all the resources in this country, I want to thank them for all their hard work. And I really appreciate all just what they're doing for the economy. It's really helping everybody out. It will trickle down, don't worry. Okay, anyways, what did we hear? We heard The Clash, Rock the Casbah, Oldie but Goodie, and Jefferson Airplane, Volunteers of America. This is Mongo Santa Maria. Woody Melon Man, yes. Thanks for all the phone calls today. Where am I going? Yes, there's a guy coming to town named Baby Gramps. I love Baby Gramps. And I've got one of his hits here. It's a 7-minute song. I want you to listen to it. It's called Palindrome. And Baby Gramps is like kind of like Popeye meets, Ramblin' Jack Elliott or something. He's a great storyteller, and he's going to be playing the Granary on April 2nd. I cannot wait for this. I'm going to try to get Baby Gramps on the air. Before we go to Baby Gramps, though, I have two tickets for Beats Antique. Anybody want to go see Beats Antique at McDonald Theater? Historic McDonald Theater, Thursday, March 31st. First two callers, 346-0645. Gets a pair of tickets. How about that?
This one here is my biggest requested wordplay song, a little song called a palindrome song. Comes out UFO tofu, which is a palindrome. Do geese see God? Backwards. words, that sentence comes out, do geese see God? Raja saw Dad wash a jar. 10 animals I slam in a net. Only kidding. I would never do that. I would never do that. Tarzan raised a Desi Arnaz rat. Let's try that together, all together. Tarzan raised a Desi Arnaz rat. Oh, you're so perspicacious. We're doing palindromes, palindromes. Where do you roam? You know that I'm sure do. A phenomenon called palindromes, palindromes. I do a wrong. You know, I'm chef do with something called palindrome. I make something called palindrome. Now, palindromes go way back in history. They go back to the beginning of time. The first words ever uttered, Madam, I'm Adam. The second line ever uttered, a little longer, a little harder. Madam, in Eden, I'm Adam. Eve can answer palindromically by saying, Eve. A man, a plan, a canal, Panama. An old historic one. Backwards comes out, a man, a plan, a canal, Panama. Now I know maybe some of us can't stretch our imaginations quite this far. We may have the fear of palindromes. Now the fear of palindromes is a little phobia that baby Gramps calls abophobia. By the way, abophobia, spelled backwards, comes out abophobia. Lewd did I live, evil I did dwell. That's a 400-year-old English one, with the one L is in Old England. The nickname for my guitar is Lap Pal. I have a robot in my children's shows, a 6-foot animated robot that actually works. His name is Tin Unit. Palindromes seem to be everywhere. Radar bounces off your car, goes back to the cop car, either direction it's spelled, R-A-D-A-R. Inside your car is a little rotor, goes around this way, comes back around that way. R-O-T-O-R, rotor. The Indian weed, Kinnikinick. A lake in Canada that I played at, Ogopogo. Here's a very visual one for you now. Loops are macaroni art, a train, or a camera spool. Ho-hum, a hymn is in my ham. Uh-oh. Slap a ham on Omaha, pals. May a moody baby doom a yam. Here's a very strange abstract one now that I wrote about a buddy of mine. Plays saxophone, used to keep me up all night. Johnny Ward. We used to stuff a loofah sponge in a saxophone. Loofah, slap on, saxophonist sin. Oh, pox, as no pal's a fool. you take a word like Tums, Tums comes out what, backwards? Smut. I'm not sure if they were aware of this. This is not a palindrome in isolation when it spells something totally different backwards. We have a word for that. We call that kind of a word a C-mort in the lab. C-mort in the lab stands for words that spell something totally different backwards, like diaper spelled backwards is repaid. And that's called a C-mort in the lab. By the way, C-mort in the lab spelled backwards comes out palindromes. Let's do it. We're doing palindromes, palindromes. Where do you roam? Palindromes, palindromes. I'm sure doing the phenomenon called palindromes, palindromes. Where do you roam? I'm sure doing a pumpkin called palindromes, a big something called palindromes. Help me now. All by yourself. We're doing too much dust. Tom and Jones. Cha 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 cha. Thank you.
Third time's the charm. Yes. Now down the road from me is an old hollow tree where you lay down a dollar or two, and you go round the bend and you come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew. Major came by with his head high, stood high. His wife had come down with flu. He said, I ought just to tell him a quarter. Go, Mountain Dew! Yeah, I call it that good old Mountain Dew. Yes, they do.
Hush up, my boy.
This one's been my theme song for a number of years, and it does fit into the Hollywood routine, or the Hooeywood, or no, that's Halloween. Little song called The Teddy Bear's Picnic. Woods today, you better not go along. Lovely down in the woods today, but safer to stay at home. Every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because why is that, Grampy, tell me? Cause that's the way teddy bears have their picnic. Can you try that? That's the way. With me all together, that's the way the teddy bears. Every teddy bear who's been good served up a treat today. Whoa, lots of ominous things to eat, wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, whoa, the trees, whoa. They'll waffle, they'll shout, and they're Grampy Poo BVDs.
Oh, I never said that before. Oh, I'm ad-lipping. Oh, I love it.
Cause that's the way teddy bears have their picnic together. That's the way.
Try to stick with me. That's the way the teddy bears have their hunt, 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 picnic, picnic, ay, ay, ay.
Big surprise. Whoa, it's lovely down in the woods today, but you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was, every bear that ever there was, will gather there for certain, because with all their fuzz, whoa, that's the way teddy bears have their pick. Little picnic, whoa. Let's try it all together one time. That's the way teddy bears have their picnic. I lied. That's the way the teddy bears have their hunt, 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 picnic, picnic, pick, pick, pick.
Now, that was kind of fun, wasn't it? Baby Gramps. Three tracks by Baby Gramps, who's coming to town. Yeah. coming to the Granary, and the Reverend Mark Time's going to try to get Baby Gramps to play live here on The Hangover. Not only would that be cool, but I could film it and have it on the Sunday Morning Hangover TV show, which would be awesome. If any of you caught last Friday's Sunday Morning Hangover TV show at 11 o'clock, it was Mark Groudon, his first appearance at the show 9 months ago. That's how backed up I am. I've got 25 episodes, some really cool ones, including a show about holes. Holes will be coming up soon, yeah. We all love holes. We all love them. KWVA Eugene. What do we got on here? A guy named Walter Collins, Strings in the Moon. But we heard Teddy Bear's Picnic from Baby Gramps from something called Same Old Timelessly. Same Old Timelessly. Yes. Vocal Aesthetics and Stunt Guitar by Baby Gramps. That was live. We heard something called Good Old Mountain Dew with Peter Stanfill, Facebook friend, and Baby Gramps from their CD last year, released on this label. I could read it. Red Newt. Red Newt Records. And that's really nice. Outertainment was the CD. Started off with Baby Gramps doing his big hit, Palindromes. Like I said, coming to town April 2nd. I can't wait. All right, we're going to go in a totally different direction now. Yeah, I pulled out a CD from my home collection. I haven't heard it in a while. And I was thinking about these guys. They really are quite cool. And around 1980, there was a band called the Monochrome Set. I'm going to play their theme song.
Monochrome sets, monochrome sets, monochrome sets. Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice to get on with me neighbours? But they make it very clear they've got no room for ravers.
Yeah, a little bit of Brit Rock for you there. The Small Faces. And Lazy Sunday Afternoon from Ogden's Nuckong Flake. Oh, by the way, this is Popcorn by Gershon Kingsley. Before that, we heard Henry Badowski, a guy who used to be with the Damned, or shall I say the Doomed. He was a bass player in the middle there when the band broke up and reformed. And that was from his self-titled CD, Life is a Grand. We heard Silver Trees. I really like that CD, and it's kind of hard to find. Started out with The Monochrome Set by The Monochrome Set. Reverend Mark Time trying to cheer everybody up from the doom and gloom this week. It was a bad week politically. It was a bad week for disasters. And my heart goes out to the thousands that lost their lives in Japan. I really do think about these things. They sort of weigh on me. The other thing that's weighing on me is the nuclear fallout. I sure hope it doesn't get too bad. Let's see. Anybody following me on Facebook might have seen something that somebody sent me. It was a Krautrock documentary. It was about an hour long that the BBC put out. And it really got me kind of back into Krautrock. That's why I'm playing some electronica here. I should say early electronica. And it made me realize that Kraftwerk was sort of like the Krautrock Beatles, because they were the band that took the Krautrock sound and had hits all over the world with it. And they still remain active, even though they put out one album every 10 years. They're still active doing it. But really, my favorite Krautrock band is a group called Can. And Can put out some pretty revolutionary stuff in the early 70s. You might have heard Tago Mago, a number of other releases. And then at one point they went disco, and I got really upset. I said, oh no, my favorite bands are going disco. But then I kind of liked it. Like this. Hey, everybody. Sorry for busting in there and being too loud. There's a band that just reformed. They're called The Cars. You want to hear the new Cars single?
They tell you skies. You think that you'd be running to the other side, yeah. So what can you do, you say? They owe me a few.
So what do you think of that, huh? New Cars single, very krautrocky, sort of like the last thing I played, which was Can I Want More? You know, we're talking about friends here. I've been really depressed this week, like I said, and I don't think I'd make it through without all my good friends. I just got off the phone with another good friend and a couple of friends, and two people I consider friends, even though we don't really hang out, are Lane and Kara. Lane and Kara do a show here, or did a show here, every Friday at 10 o'clock. I thought it was like the best show on the station, and they are moving on to bigger and better things, and they're having their last show this coming Friday. It'll be a two-hour Lane and Kara Variety Hour extravaganza, the last Lane and Kara show here on KWVA this Friday, 10 o'clock. I'm really going to miss you guys, and I just want to say thanks for all the laughs. If you want to hear the kind of stuff they play on Lane and Kara, here's a good example.
Oh my God, Becky. Look at her butt. It is so big.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. That when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up top, cause you notice that butt was stuffed. My homeboys try to warn me, but that butt you got makes me so horny. Cause I'm long and I'm strong, and I'm down to get the friction on. So fellas, fellas, has your girlfriend got the butt? Tell her to shake it, shake it, shake that healthy butt. Baby got back, baby got back, baby got back, baby got back. Baby got back,
up ahead of that woman like she don't belong to you. Just cause her got them little skinny legs, you know that ain't no way to do. You didn't act like that when you had it home behind closed doors. All right. Now you act like you're ashamed of the woman. Don't even want nobody to know she's yours. But that's all right. You just walk on, baby. And don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. Because there's some man somewhere who'll take you, baby. Skinny legs and all. That's right. Keep on walking, baby. Show you what I'm talking about. Listen to this. Now, who'll take the woman with the skinny legs? Stand right there, baby. I'm going to give you away in a minute. Come on, somebody please take the lady with the skinny legs.
All right.
Now, y'all know the lady with skinny legs got to have somebody, too, now. Will somebody please take the lady with the skinny legs, please?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Bobby.
How would you take
it? Yeah, fool. I don't want no one with no skinny legs. Look here. I thought about giving this woman a Clyde, but no. So I know the kind of women Clyde like. Go Leroy or take her. Say Leroy, you got it. Now, why you want to act like that man ain't yours? Just because he's walking with you with them raggedy clothes. Man just forgot to get his suit out to clean us, that's all. All right. All right. Act like that man don't belong to you. Go on over there and kiss him and hold his hand. Say, you ain't gonna do what? That's all. You just walk on, mister. And don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. Because there's some woman somewhere who'll take you, Mr. Raggedy Cole. At all. Yes, there is. Let's keep on walking.
He lived in the jungle where he was born the king. His great strength made him lord of everything. No creature crossed his path and lived for long. His name, so legend tells us, was King Kong. His height was never measured, but was great. The jungle shook beneath his mighty weight. His arms were muscled, sturdy as a tree. His chest was thick and wide as it could be. Komasame,
King Kong.
Komasame Kong.
King Kong.
Komasame.
King Kong.
Komasame Kong.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was the Jimmy Castor Bunch, there, old guy, King Kong, from a single. I don't know where I found that. Before that, Joe Tex, Skinny Legs and All, and Richard Cheese, Baby Got Back. Well, it's been another glorious Sunday morning hangover radio show. Don't forget the TV show every Friday night, 11 o'clock, following the DMP Solhama show. This Friday, the last Lane and Kara show at 10 o'clock. And Baby Gramps coming to town. We got Wanda Jackson. We got lots of great shows coming to town. So don't let the nuclear fallout or the earthquakes or any of that stuff get you down. And even though you got maybe $100 in your bank account like me, life goes on, doesn't it?
Don't keep me waiting, 'cause I'm so tired.